Go away.
Hello? Use the key. Ready? On three. One, two, three. Miss Cook? Are you in here?
Over there, in the corner. It's her.
Miss Cook? It's the police. We're here to help you.
Let's put this blanket around you. Now, as we leave the hotel, keep looking straight ahead, okay?
Let's get going.
That's right. You're doing well, Miss Cook.
What's that?
Straight ahead, Miss Cook. Keep looking straight ahead. We're nearly there.
My God, they're dead. They're all dead.
Miss Cook, I'm Detective Chief Inspector Robert Black. Sorry for the surroundings. This old interview room was the only one I could find, away from prying eyes. You're a bit of a curiosity.
Yes. I suppose as the only survivor, I will attract some attention.
I was hoping you could help me understand what happened last night.
I'll try, but I'm not totally sure myself.
You were a guest at the hotel?
Yes, was attending a conference there with two of my colleagues, John O'Reilly and Chris Nichols.
Which rooms were you in?
Chris was on the ground floor in room 3. John was in room 11, next to me. I was in room 13.
Perhaps it would be best if you just tell me what happened in your own time, and if I have any questions, I'll let you know.
Okay. John, Chris and I had been out to dinner, the Indian across the street. We had a couple of drinks in the hotel, then decided to go to bed. John and I said goodnight to Chris at the lifts, and then we went upstairs.
Here's your room, lucky number 13. Looking forward to another thrilling day tomorrow.
Oh, definitely. If only it was possible to get promoted without attending these things.
How about inviting me in for a nightcap?
John, you know the answer to that.
I know, but it never hurts to ask. If you get lonely, though, knock 3 times.
Good night, John.
And good night, Beth. And sweet dreams.
Mr. O'Reilly propositioned you.
Oh, he doesn't mean anything by it. He's tried it on with every woman in the office. He'd probably die of shock if anyone ever accepted. Oh, my God. I can't believe I just said that. Poor John.
Nothing seemed unusual at the time.
No, it wasn't until later, after I'd fallen asleep. That's when everything went wrong. What was that? John, that's not funny. I'm trying to sleep. Go back to bed.
Who are you? No, please, no!
John, what's going on?
Beth, don't let him in!
John, what happened? John!
Come to the door, please.
Like hell I'm answering that.
Number 13, come to the door, please.
He called you number 13?
Yes. And he just kept knocking and saying that over and over again. He wouldn't stop. The lights wouldn't work. The phone was dead. I didn't know what to do. He just kept saying it.
And what happened next?
I was going crazy. I needed to know who he was, so I crept over to the door and looked through the peephole.
You saw him. What did he look like?
He was tall. His head was shaved. And he had something in his hand. It looked like an axe. And on his forehead, right in the centre, he had a tattoo. The number 13. He was staring directly at the peephole.
Hello, number 13.
What do you want?
What is your name?
Fuck off.
Your name, number 13?
Beth Cook.
Elizabeth?
Yes, Elizabeth Cook.
Your middle name, number 13?
I don't have one.
13. Everything's 13. Good.
The next thing I remember is the police helping me and all of those people. Dead.
Everything's 13. What did he mean by that? Just a minute. He wanted your full name, not just Beth. Elizabeth Cook, with no middle name, has a total of 13 letters. You were in room 13, and he had the number 13 tattooed on his head. What's the date today?
It's the 14th of March.
And yesterday was the 13th. Everything's 13. The freak has some weird obsession with the number. All those 13s saved you.
My God, it is my lucky number.
Not now, I'll come back later.
Come to the door, please.
It can't be. It's him.
Come to the door, please.
Does this room have a number?
Yes. 14.